Focusing entirely on yourself leads to hedonism and a lack of meaning. And this is something that I see a lot of guys struggling with. Even guys with good intentions are trying to develop themselves. And in that, they turn their focus inward and they just get so tightly jammed up their own butthole that they lose sight of everything. And they become incredibly self-obsessed and self-involved and not even on purpose. They're trying to ultimately do something good, but they're so concerned with themselves that they can't actually see the light, okay? Because the reality is, the only way that you're going to have a truly fulfilling life is if your life has a lot of meaning. And at the end of the day, if you're only serving yourself, then the meaning is just how can I maximize my individual pleasure? Problem is, we all know that's ultimately shallow and hollow, and it doesn't really get us anywhere. It might be stimulating and pleasurable in the moment, but that's not going to give you those feel-good feelings at the end of the night of like, I love my life. I love the purpose that I serve in this world and that sort of thing, which is all, we're all looking to that, looking for that to some degree. We want to feel like we matter. The only time that you're going to matter is if you plug into other people, all right? You need to focus on others. Now, that's become kind of like a taboo idea in the manosphere, you know, and I get this, you know, there's a lot of bitter men out there who are like, oh, society only cares about me because of what I can do for them. And if, you know, the man must become, women just are, and that's bullshit. I don't want to become, I don't want to do stuff. And they whine about it and they bitch about it. And like, I get it, but that's also the way the world works. It's also the way our sexual culture works. Like as a man, you need to have status, and the way you get status is by doing things of value for society at large, right? Like that's what we evolved for. We evolved to value the man who generates value for all of us. And so it's all built around this. And so you gotta care about others. But how do you do it in a way that doesn't destroy you? Because that does happen. Guys, they go way too hard down this road of self-sacrifice. You know, I'm going to give everything to other people, and they deplete themselves. And women will do this too. You know, it's like, you know, that real mothering type who, you know, will tie herself in knots to make her baby happy. And she ends up just like turning herself into a mess. She's not taking care of herself. Like, you know, that sort of thing. Like, you have to take care of yourself in the process. Otherwise, it limits what you can actually do to serve the world. And it also limits your ability to enjoy the spoils of serving the world. So there needs to be this balance of taking care of yourself, but ultimately you're taking care of yourself so that you can serve those that you love and care and devote yourself to better. Okay. Now, how do you do this? How do you pull this off? Because taking care of yourself, it's kind of at odds with this idea of giving to other people. And it seems like you almost got to like try and switch states and constantly like, you know, balance the one against the other and that sort of thing. And the way that I've found it is that there's a way we can kind of encapsulate it into one single intention, which is total gift of self. And you might be thinking, wait a second, Mark, that doesn't make any sense. What about taking care of you? Well, one of the people that you have to care about is your future self. Think about your future self as one of your biggest responsibilities to serve, all right? And when you do that, then you can live each moment, you can live each day in part as a sacrifice for your future self. And as you become that future self, what you'll be constantly receiving is gifts from your previous self, your past self, okay? And I believe that this is a really powerful mentality because I think men are at our core, we're designed to serve. We're designed to give. And that ends up getting corrupted. You know, that's what the simp is. The simp is the guy who is serving in a disordered way. He is serving at the wrong altar. He's serving at the altar of pussy, right? You know, he's like, I'm going to lay down myself for you, madame. And like, they prostrate themselves in front of the pussy. And it makes them less attractive. It makes them unable to care for themselves and all that kind of shit. So it's like, that's not what we want to do. We want to be engaging in constant self-sacrifice, but first and foremost, to our future self. And that avoids keeping us all locked up in our present pursuit for passion and pleasure and that sort of thing, while still allowing us to unlock pleasure and passion. But it also allows us then to keep a proper context of like, okay, this future self, he exists in a society of other people. So it's like serving that future self also means that I have to integrate with the other people, right? Because that future self's not going to be happy if he's isolated. He's not going to be happy if he has no meaning. He's not going to be happy if no one else cares about him. And so by putting it like that, it's like you are constantly serving like this little city of people inside of your mind. So like for me, for example, it's like I got my future self in there, the top priority, along with my wife and my daughter. And then I've got all you guys that I try to serve with my work. And then I've got my friends and I got my family and that sort of thing. And so every single day, the way I try and think of it is like, I'm offering up my life. I'm offering up my life to that little city of people. Now, you might counter with, well, when do you actually get to enjoy the moment, Mark? Well, sometimes that's the best thing that you can give your future self is rest, relaxation. You give your future self memories, all right? And when you're thinking about that, when you're constantly thinking about, hey, this is all going to end, right? And this is all going to end. And so because of that, there's going to be future selves and then nothing. And so it's like you have to at some point, like the way I think about it is like, I want to make sure that that me on his deathbed, you know, assuming I don't just, you know, die instantly or whatever, that me on his deathbed, he can look back at a life incredibly well lived. And the only way you can do that is if you enjoy proper memories, you create proper memories, you have pleasures in your life, but you do it in a way where it's like you think about the person who's coming the next day and the next day and the next day. So it's like if I enjoy a good meal, future me will look back fondly on that meal. If I overdo that meal, I just like binge super hard, well, future me is going to have a stomachache. Future me is going to get fat, okay? And so it's like you have to enjoy that moment with the future self in mind. And so when you think what, like keeping this mentality fresh and present, I think it's huge. I think it really puts a lot of things into clarity, right? Like if you are, for example, trying to just live a torturous existence in the moment, like I'm going to sacrifice all pleasure so that I can get to this ultimate state. Okay, that would be the extreme version of this thought. And if you do that, what ends up happening is that the person tomorrow has to step into that. It's like you're basically signing up the tomorrow you and the next you for torture. And like, yeah, theoretically down the line, there'll be some guy who gets the benefit, you know, some future you who gets the benefit. But in a lot of cases, you got to ask yourself, what's the chances of even getting that guy? Can I trust the guys in the chain of future me's to stay in this game of self-torture? No, probably not. Not if you know yourself, right? And so it's like, that's what you have to do is you have an idea of who your future yous might be. You don't have a perfect idea because you can always learn things. You always grow. You can always develop, but you don't want to be like counting on future yous to keep living a perpetually like worse and worse existence. So you can't just go extreme self-sacrifice either for some future ideal, because somewhere along the line, one of those guys is going to call mutiny and quit. So there you go. That's a bunch of thoughts on the idea of sacrificing for your future self. Hopefully you found this useful. If you want to hear more of my ideas, some more in-depth mechanics on masculine self-mastery, then check out my Manhood Mastery Training. Click it in the link. Ooh, yeah. See you on the next one.